Anger is often part of single motherhood. You may feel angry about betrayal, abandonment, irresponsibility, harsh words, broken promises, legal stress, financial pressure, or the way your children have been affected. You may also feel angry at yourself. You may replay decisions. You may wonder why you trusted someone. You may feel ashamed that you still care, still hurt, or still get triggered. The Bible does not pretend anger is absent from faithful people. Ephesians 4:26 says, "Be angry and don't sin." That sentence gives us two truths. First, anger can be real. Second, anger needs wise stewardship. Anger can tell you something important. It may point to injustice. It may show that a boundary was crossed. It may reveal exhaustion. It may signal that you need support, rest, counsel, or protection. But anger becomes dangerous when it takes the steering wheel. Revenge says, "I want them to hurt like I hurt." Wisdom says, "I want truth, safety, justice, and obedience to Christ." Revenge reacts. Wisdom discerns. Revenge uses children as messengers or weapons. Wisdom protects children from adult conflict. Revenge sends the text that feels good for 10 seconds and creates trouble for 10 weeks. Wisdom waits, prays, edits, and seeks counsel. This does not mean you minimize harm. It does not mean you excuse irresponsibility. It does not mean you remove consequences. It does not mean you ignore court orders, safety plans, or professional guidance. Faithful anger can still set strong boundaries. You may need brief communication. You may need no private contact. You may need documentation. You may need help from a pastor, attorney, counselor, advocate, or trusted leader. Christian peace does not require unsafe access. Romans 12:18 says, "If it is possible, as much as it is up to you, be at peace with all men." Notice the wisdom in that verse. If it is possible, as much as it is up to you, you are responsible for your faithfulness. You are not responsible for controlling another person's response. In Christ, anger can become clarity. It can become courage. It can become a boundary. It can become prayer. It can become a wise next step, reflection question. When I feel angry, what is my anger trying to tell me? Gentle next step. Before sending a difficult message, pause and ask, is this truthful, necessary, brief, and wise?